This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. Be honest, are you procrastinating by listening to this podcast? It's okay. You just need Rockstar Focus. Choose from three delicious flavors, each crafted with ingredients for an ideal energy and mental boost, like Lion's Mane, 200 milligrams of caffeine, and zero sugar. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you want? Beak or jaws? Feathers or fur? Sharp teeth or feet with claws? Whatever's preferred. They'll grant you all last requests to steady your nerves. Then podcast the body parts get severed and served. Bring your weak shit where the wolf and owler. That ain't just a mistake, that's an awful howler. Both of them are known to pull up at your shows. Have the crowd witnessing a murder like they rolled in with a gang of crows. Fuck the censorship, let them see the whole thing. They stay dressed to kill, never sheep's clothing. Dark enough to turn the sun to the moon. You'll see nothing, all you hear's a huff a puff. Expect killings, red spilling and flesh ripping. Impressive in it, the death bringing his head spinning. Just kidding, every word in his song's about two grown men dressed up as a bird and a dog.
Welcome to the Wolf and Owl. We've got a bonus for you. Two things.
Yo.
Two things I want to talk to you about very, very quickly before we start. One, this tour is messing with my sleep patterns. There is a time when 9:25, really? When we're doing this, would be so late in my day. Because I've been up since six or whatever. I got up half an hour ago. I don't know what's going on, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah, I've got a toddler, so I was up at six.
Well, my kids come in and like, I sort of, it's, I'm like fucking, what's his name? From Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. The uncle.
Grandpa Joe.
I'm like Grandpa Joe.
That's Grandpa, isn't
it? I'm like Grandpa Joe. Like, because their kids come in and talk to me and I'm just bedridden. And get out, just like, hey man, how's it going? You all right? Terrible.
I struggled to get out of bed this morning. I was in Brighton gigging last night and it took me and Jim hours to get home because the roads were all fucked. So it was there was like a storm. Actually, sort of went for, we went for quite a romantic walk last night.
Hold on a second. I need to sort this out because there's an issue here. So Jim drove you back from the gig last night.
Yeah.
Jim that said he was unavailable to take me home from the one show last night. That Jim.
No, Jim drove me all day, I should say, contextualise. Jim drove me into Portsmouth.
So hold on, Jim that was supposed to be with me yesterday.
He had the choice of the gym that plays golf with you.
The gym...
Actually, I should say now, are you...
The gym that I've been
getting... Are you planning on using Jim on Monday or Tuesday? Because me and him are going to... We're trying to get a game of golf in.
This is the problem with me not being a social butterfly like you, is that now I'm getting, people don't, now Jim said to me, he was very cagey about it, said it's going to be someone else on Monday, because I can't
Tuesday. He was with you Monday. He said he had a lovely day with you Monday.
Well.
But right, listen, so me and Jim decided we get to Brighton early.
I don't want to hear about that fucking turncoat, all right?
We had this beautiful walk down the marina, just chatting
together.
Never
had a walk with him. Never had a walk with him.
Have you ever asked him? He's actually, he'd love that. He loves walking.
I know he loves walking, but he always does the walking when I'm in doing the thing. So like when he drops me off somewhere.
Yeah, but then when you get out, do you ever get out of the thing and go, hey, do you want to go around and pound the streets together?
No, I don't do that, no. That's fair. Maybe it's partly my responsibility.
Well, I was like, we got there early. I said, look, let's have a little pound down the old marina, mate. He'd never been there before. He was like a wide-eyed puppy. You know, when you sort of take a puppy to a park and it blows their mind.
Yeah. Wow, what a great way to describe him.
And as we're walking along the marina, we have a great chat, having a lovely time. But then this is really heartbreaking, and this will get you, mate. We're about to go into, you know, the big wall that you walk out on Brighton Marina where you go out into the sea.
Yeah.
It's closed because of storm damage.
Yeah, I mean... that's it. You know me quite well, don't you? Did you think I was going to find that heartbreaking?
No, I thought you'd be like, oh, fucking, that's sad.
Does anybody get hurt?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I think, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it feels like quite a minor, doesn't it?
Yeah, but you know what I was thinking
I'm more heartbroken by this fucking ongoing love story I'm going to take this opportunity now to say, Jim, it's been a pleasure to ride with you, as I have done.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, right? In a relationship,
yeah.
In a relationship, Rom, right? You don't just give up on stuff. This is where you get it wrong, mate.
No, but I've got very hard and fast rules about that. I've been betrayed. It's over.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah, but you've got, yeah, look, if this is a rom-com, right? And you're in the moment, you're being played by, I don't know, fucking, I don't know, Paul Rudd, right? And I'm like Seth Rogen or Kevin Hart, right? It's like,
I would love if we ever got to a point where they did a film about us, right? If we ever, I mean, that would never happen, but if they did a film about us, The Wolf and Owl, the movie, if they got Kevin Hart to play you, I actually think I'd be fucking delighted. I assume I'd be dead. That's the only way I'd allow for something like this to happen. But,
right, so, and then let's just say that Jim is being played by Margot Robbie, right? It's like, it's a situation.
Have you ever thought
right,
about becoming a casting director?
Like, no, but you're like, oh, for fuck's sake, what's going on? And, right, but actually, what you should do is go, oh, wait there, Jim adores you, Rom, with all of his heart and his soul. He talks about you in an affectionate way, like he does about any of his kin or his children, right? He literally would do anything for you, right?
Except,
I think it would make
except
his day.
For Take Me Home from the One Show.
Look, I mean, financially for Jim, it's a bigger day
I
for
know,
him
I know, I really
to take
I,
me
I,
to Portsmouth.
Can I just be clear, because I don't want to get fucking attacked for this, and I certainly don't want Jim to get thrown under the car that he uses to drive everyone else apart from me. But it does actually make... Like, I am aware that it does make sense. However, it is a dagger.
Yeah.
It's a small dagger to my heart. That.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, Rob, do you know what could work for you?
Yeah.
Is if you said, like, maybe doing so social with Jim, like having a tickle fight or like.
What is it with you and tickling? You talked about tickling me awake the other show. And now the show.
I don't know.
The way that I describe this as a show. Welcome to the show. Fucking hell. I don't think the word show has been misused more aggressively in history.
I just think there's a world where you could do that for Jim.
Yeah, okay. Right. Jim, if you're listening...
Did you get him a Christmas present? Did you get him a Christmas
yeah,
present?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Oh, good.
Did you get him a Christmas present?
Of course I did, yeah.
And what did you get him?
I get nearly everyone that I've sort of met in fucking over a year, I get a Christmas present.
Okay, what did you get Jim for Christmas?
A nice bottle of whiskey.
That's actually quite nice. It's nice.
What did you get him?
I got him...
Some old CDs of his favourite singers.
I actually gave him a copy. I actually gave him a signed copy of my book.
Are you joking?
Of course I'm joking. Of course. Oh, can you fucking imagine? If I had given him a signed copy of my book for Christmas, what would you think? Genuinely.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying about Jim. He's such a nice guy. Jim would have gone, hey, oh, thanks, Rom. That's great. Oh, that's really nice.
I can't believe Jim is driving you around, man. Well, you described him as a fucking puppy seeing a marina for the first time. Like he's fucking grown up in a cave. And now that impression of him.
Like, that's the only Scottish voice I can do.
Right.
That's the only version of...
Yeah. No, I didn't get him a signed book.
What did you get him?
I paid for him and his other half to go for dinner at Maddie's at the Grove.
Oh, wow, that is pretty cool, actually. Mm. That's pretty... Yeah, that's a nice thing.
And that wasn't... I guess I should have paid for two dinners, then he would have taken me out from the one show.
I think it... But then it's like, you know, the one thing is that, and this is a message for everyone, it's the best gift you can give anyone is time, right?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, that's the thing.
Or a sort of a multiple drop job. Do you know what I mean? That's the other thing. That is the ultimate thing you can give somebody. Just to be clear, because I don't want to. I've been guilty of saying things that I obviously don't mean, and then people have taken me seriously. I love Jim. I totally get why Jim took Tom. Please do not at me. And Jim knows I'm joking. Well, I hope he knows I'm joking. I'm never going to see him again.
He does. Jim's got a great sense of humour.
I'll assume that Jim knows I'm joking, but we're never going to speak again. So, and then the other thing I wanted to talk about, I know that we wanted to go TikTok free this, but I just wanted to talk about a phenomenon I saw. So, have you heard of Keith Lee?
No.
Keith Lee is this American food reviewer, right? Really cool guy. Right. And he goes,
is he as good as the Food Review Club?
It's very different. It's very different, I would say. Like Keith Lee kind of... Listen, as much as I love the Food Review Club, there is a very narrow bracket of things they're trying, right? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but also it's probably not for you because it's very meaty.
Yes, it is. Yeah, but I'll still watch it. But like, but you know, Keith Lee's a bit more. He gets a bit more in depth, I guess. And it's American, and it's sort of, you know. Anyway, so he went to some place called Sweetly Seasoned, right? It's a food truck, right? And
yeah,
they had, it was like a proper like, they had a barber next to it. You know, it was a whole experience. Like outdoor food truck. It's a bit of a party. They're playing music, stuff like that, right? So he went to review the thing, and then he went up to the owner afterwards and he said, listen, I know that it's tough setting up a food truck. He's doing, he's gone massive on TikTok, right? He's huge. Like apparently, right, as soon as he reviews a restaurant and gives it a positive review, they have queues out the door. Like, it's life changing, or, you know, certainly, right, temporarily business changing. You get a review from Keith Lee, right? So he goes and goes up to the owner. So the son had put up a video saying, Keith Lee, I've heard you in the area in Texas. Please, can you come to visit my mum's food truck? So he does it. He goes up to her afterwards and he says, I really want to support your business. I'm giving you a $4,000 tip, right? I'd love you to give $1,000 to the barber. I'd love you to give $1,000 to the person braiding hair, just to let them do the haircuts for free for the rest of the day. And I'm giving you $2,000 goes to you so that you can do food for free. Give some people food for free for the rest of the day. I just want to support or whatever, right? So it's a nice thing of him to do, right? Anyway, this woman keeps the money, right? So she doesn't distribute the money, right? That somehow becomes public knowledge, right? And so I think maybe the barber goes public or whatever. I've done a deep dive. I mean, it's mental, right? So then it becomes public knowledge. The mum does a video saying that barber didn't do any free haircuts after that. Keith Lee wasn't clear about what he wanted the money to go to, so that's why they haven't got the money. Keith Lee does a response video. This is so TikTok. Keith Lee does a response video saying, I was pretty clear on what I wanted the money to. And there's a video clip of him saying, give them $1,000 to the barber. I want some money to go to, you know, but he didn't have the cash. So he said, charge it on your card, like charge my card for it and then give the money afterwards. So then the mum puts up a statement going, I don't think I did anything wrong. Keith Lee says, I did ask you to deliver them, distribute the money like that. Then she does another video and her son does an apology video and says, okay, we realise we've done something wrong. If the barber comes back, we'll give you the money. Please come and get the money. We realise that that's what Keith Lee meant. Anyway, that food truck has been boycotted. And now, if you look online, it's closed down. What the fuck is going on, man?
That's insane.
I just can't. Like, I was sort of thinking about it.
But that is also, it's a show of greed, though, isn't it? If he has explained, and I don't know Keith Lee, never watched him. If you love him and like him, you vouch for him, then... Of course, I think there's so much
stuff going on there. First of all, that they kept the
money. Yeah, I mean,
they kept the money. I don't like to overly judge because, like, say for example, you've made no money, you're fucking broke, right? Yeah. And somebody gives you $4,000. I know the right thing to do is to distribute that money, but that, you know, say, I don't know, say you're $4,000 away from like losing your house or something. You know, I don't know. We don't know their circumstances. So whatever, like, you know, it wasn't the right thing to do. But now, if it is true that they've basically had to close down, this kid who basically put out a video to say, please, can you visit my mum's food truck? I say kid, he's like probably...
Keith had obviously enjoyed it enough to give them that kind of tip. So if they just... Yeah, man, I do find TikTok, like, I find it insane because I spend too long on it now. I'm literally... And do you know, this is the other thing that I've noticed people doing, right? And we're now going into a deep sea dive of TikTok. We need to do emails just quickly. This is so dark and so bleak. I saw a video of a guy the other day who's just split up with his wife. And he's doing a whole thing about, I can't go on anymore. And it's like a real cry for help. Yeah. It's really hard to watch. It's like, what the fuck? Like, it's not the guy we've talked about before. Yeah. This is just another guy. Like, I had 83 views.
I reached out to that guy, by the way. I just checked in on him.
Yeah, good. Yeah. But this guy, I'm like, I did the same with this guy. I watched his video. I was like, man, look, this is horrible what you're going through, but have you got no one else to talk to? Because this feels like a really sort of desperate plea that I don't know if you're going to get the... Like, when I look through the responses, They're not sympathetic. There's a couple of empathetic ones, but they're
always,
quite...
social media, you're always going to get somebody that goes, ha-ha, you know, like, fucking, if you're going to kill yourself, do it quickly or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're always going to get shit like that, man.
It's like, I find it quite sort of sad, actually. Anyway, we've really fucking brought the mood down with this.
Anyway, let's get in some emails.
Some light-hearted emails. At least the swan has picked well.
Let's hope
With some light-hearted shenanigans.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
Okay, what do you want to do? Do you want to go into non-food film pitches or...
Yeah, let's do a nice email. A sweet email.
Hi, Wolf and Al. First, your podcast has helped me through so much through the weeks. You're both my therapy. Me and my wife love our live stand-up and have travelled around the South. We live where we live to watch a lot over the last few years. We've seen Tom in Bournemouth and Rom in Yeovil, and I gave Rom a fix-up tea. Both were amazing. These are the best stand-ups we've ever watched. Want to ask if you or your children have cut your own hair. My daughter is 9 years old, had a meltdown over iPads off time, and then refused to go to bed. Eventually did go upstairs and 3 minutes later down with a Lloyd Christmas from Dumb and Dumber. She and us were mortified. She now has to wear 3 hair clips to hold down what fringe is left. Have you had any DIY haircuts? So, sorry, she cut her own hair. Is that what we're getting from this?
I've got no doubt in my mind, like, that at some point Grace will attempt this. That's very much in her locker. Mm. She's already drawn all over the house. It's like, it's like living in a...
Our kids have never cut their own hair. What I would say is during lockdown, we cut their hair. And that was a traumatic experience for everyone involved, I would say. Do you know what I mean? Because...
Probably when you cut your own beard in lockdown, it would look beautiful.
Yeah, well, I've had some bad self-haircut incidents. I used to have really long hair, like out here, like proper out here, which I'm hoping to achieve once again for the benefit of this podcast. I explained to somebody the other day I was growing my hair, and she said, "What for?" I said, I talked about it on the podcast. She said, "So for a podcast, you've cut you're growing your hair." I said, "Yeah, it doesn't make sense." Anyway, once I braided my hair.
You sounded really sexy, by the way, for a minute there.
Did I?
You went for a podcast. Yeah, I'm braiding my hair. You literally lost the actual owl voice and became
really?
Like the new impression. If you could carry that voice on, this would be the new impression.
Mate, if I carry on doing that voice, maybe that's the just Romesh has just woken up voice. Maybe.
No, this would be the new impression of you. Hello, welcome to the Wolf and Owl. I'm Romesh Ranganathan. How you doing? All right. I'm the Owl. I'd like to introduce you to my friend, the Wolf.
Okay, so in this world, you're doing the podcast with Pete Wicks.
That's such a fucking weird reference. Shout out Pete Wicks.
Shout out Pete Wicks. I love that guy. But that's kind of what his voice is like. Okay.
Yeah, Pete Wicks is fucking cool, right?
I don't want to fanboy in this way. I think he seems like a nice bloke. He's just every.
Yeah, I've never met him.
He's just such an incredibly good-looking, cool guy. It's just like.
Yeah, he was too cool for Tower.
You know what people say?
When I used to watch him in Tower, I used to go, "What is he doing here? He's so cool."
I think you know, when you were a kid and you go, "I wonder what superpower I'd want," and you sort of go, "It'd be cool to be invisible." You could achieve that power by somebody like you and I standing next to Pete Wicks. That would.
Cool tattoos, lovely hair. He's someone who's never cut his own hair, and if he has, he's done it well. So go on, you were braiding your hair.
I just braided my hair, like little short braids like that. You know, I just did the whole thing.
Did you have the one, the pop-up? Like
the little pop-up braids, And then it took ages for me to pull them out. It was one of those, and also, this is the other thing I did, that you'll fucking love this. You will love this. I once became obsessed with like facial hair designs. And like, I had a little goatee, like 90s R&B beard. This is when I was working at Sunglass Hut. And I got a ruler. And I used to like, oh God, it's so bad. I used to like get a Sharpie and like colour in zigzags across my face.
Wow.
And then I would get a razor and shave the hair into like, so I'd have like a lightning bolt of like facial hair going across my face.
Oh my God.
I don't even think I'd seen anyone ever do it, but I just started doing it myself. And I thought this is how I know it was shit, right? Is I used to do it. It'd take fucking ages, right? I'd look at it and I'd go, oh my God, you fucking nailed that lightning bolt. And then I'd go into work and nobody would comment on it, right?
It's such a big look as well.
Yeah. And that's how you know that people are going, obviously they've seen it. And they're going, I can't even say, you know, what am I supposed to say? Nice lightning bolt. So
that's basically when people are going to the stock room and laughing.
Yeah, basically. It's like I've gone in with like a, you know, a piece of dog shit on my head and nobody knows how to tell me.
My vibe like this, right, is, do you remember undercuts?
Mm.
I used to have really long curtains, down to sort of almost sort of my jawline.
Yeah.
And I remember sort of me and my pals all sort of, we're probably about 13, 14, watching, I think we were playing the old 2-on-2 basketball game on like the NES, I think it was.
Yeah.
Like the Nintendo, original Nintendo.
NBA Jam.
Yeah. And playing that, Larry Bird kind of vibes. Mm. And we talked to ourselves into getting these undercuts and sort of, we're doing them ourselves. And I went right up to the top there. So I had this really, I used to think it looked really, really cool. But it was so out of shape and sort of badly cut. And then I used to wear it as a sort of like, I used to pull it all back and then just have like sort of like just completely shaved sort of sides. I think it was like, oh, this is the coolest look a man could ever have. The worst one though, this is the worst. Do you remember about 96 when Gazza did the blonde hair?
Mm.
I tried to do that myself by getting some bleach and dyeing my hair in a French, I had a French crop, you know, a greasy French crop down the front of my
head. Nice.
And because my hair was so dark, the bleach that I got, and we were going on a lad's holiday, it just basically went ginger. Like, it couldn't, like, it was awful, man. It's like, I basically had this really, like, orange hair rather than ginger.
Yeah.
Then I tried to sort of basically say to my mum, like, can we dye it back? And she'd like, ruin your hair. So I had to go on a lad's holiday with, like, this sort of, like, and I'd be walking around and sort of like my mates basically sort of would just be like, no, like people just reference it like I was like a big ginger guy, sort of like they'd go, have you seen our mate Tom? And I'd be like, what's he look like? Oh, I know, we're all talking in northern accents. He's about 6'7", big ginger lad. And like, it was an insane thing. And then
I go, strawberry blonde.
And then I went to, I met a girl there that I sort of like formed for a bit and went to meet her. And she was, I think she lived in Basingstoke or somewhere. Went to meet her afterwards. Like about 8 months later, whatever, like we've been pen pals type things just before phones and stuff. I went to meet her and obviously then I had my black hair back and she just wasn't as into me.
Yeah, I had a similar thing happen where we were going on a lad's holiday. I actually did once dye my hair. I tried to dye my hair red, but I didn't realise you had to bleach it first. So I just wanted to get some... So
red? Why did you go red?
I can't remember. I think it was like... Can I tell you honestly? Cause it's, you know, sometimes the origin stories of this are really embarrassing. I'd watched Demolition Man. You know, Wesley Snipes had the blonde.
That's acceptable. Yeah. That's cool.
So I thought, well, I want something like that, but I don't want to completely rip off Demolition Man because I don't want to be called Demolition Man for the next few weeks. So I went and got some red hair dye, like really cheap stuff. and I dyed my hair without bleaching it. I thought for some reason, I don't know what I thought the science was, but I was going to manage to convert block black to red. And it made no difference to my hair at all, but my scalp was almost permanently dyed bright red. So,
did you look like you had a red ridge?
Yeah, in between the hair, you just saw like had a red skull cap on or something like that underneath my hair. It's so bad. But once we were going on a lad's holiday, and I didn't have like a full beard like this now. I'd like sideburns and a beard, and this is not my lightning bolt phase, but I'd sort of shaved them into like 2 points, right? And then I noticed, I remember this.
This is the Beppe DeMarco.
Yes, yeah. So I realised that one of them was, I was sort of looking side to side. It's like one of them's lower than the other. And so I trimmed one to sort of bring it up, and it was like slightly higher than the other one. This is the night before the holiday. And then I went, fuck, I need to take that one up. So I went over to the other side and took that one up. I was like, fuck, that's gone a bit higher than the other one. Anyway, this happened about 10 times. I ended up with my sideburns finishing here, like by my eyebrows. I'd taken them up so much, right? They just look like my hair finished like right by my eyes, like above my eyes, above the level of my eyes, right? It looked like I was wearing like a fucking L-shaped like kind of hair thing. So I was doing it. One of my mates was staying around the night before because I live near Gatwick and he wanted to crash around. I came downstairs from the bathroom. Imagine this happening the night before a fucking lad's holiday. He looked at me. He did not stop laughing for 20 minutes. And he was fucking pissing himself. And now I'm like, I've got to go on holiday like this.
Could I just ask what you should have just shaved all your hair off?
That felt like a rat. I don't have the skull shape that you do. If I go bald.
Yeah, your brother looks really handsome.
Yeah, but he's got a different head shape to me. The force is strong in Dinesh. The force is not strong in me. Right, like, if this was Star Wars, they'd be looking at me going, "Well, Dinesh, you could be a Jedi, but your brother's like, fuck, he'll just probably kill himself with a lightsaber."
Hello, C-3PO's new assistant.
he's the only human we've ever met that's thirstier than C-3PO. C-3PO is actually fucking mugging him off. Oh, please, I had so, those sorry, 20 please, sideburns. Please, could you leave me alone? At least till the sideburns grow back, Master.
I had those pointy sideburns for a bit. They were
What,
who is it that we were copying? Who had?
I don't know, because you said Beppe DeMarco, but the timeline doesn't really work out. Do you know what I mean? But I remember for one of the like handful of times that on that holiday, I say handful of times in my life, I was actually at a bar in Falaraki, and like a girl started kind of dancing around me, and I started chatting to her, and I got so nervous and overexcited that this is so embarrassing. I got so nervous that a girl was actually chatting to me. She was she was really chatting to me. Like it was really a vibe, right? And I started to get excited that a girl was talking to me. I was like, oh God, I can't believe this is happening. And then at one point, this song came up. I don't know what, this doesn't sound sad, but in the context of it was really sad. This next song came on and I just went, I leant over to her and I said, I really love this song. And she went, what? And I said, I really, really love this song. And she looked at me and genuinely, she just turned around and walked away. It was like she suddenly realised what I was
really liking. That seems harsh though.
I was rocking those weird sideburns.
I guess
think it's a combination thing. She must have just thought this guy's out here as some sort of project. Do you know what I mean?
I remember like sort of, I used to go to bars. I used to be so sort of like, I used to be good in the day, like when everyone's laughing around the pool. In the evening, I had no swag.
Yeah.
And I remember being away and it had been the 1998 World Cup. And like, thinking it's sexy, like where you'd be out and there'd be a bar and it would sort of be an early evening, and there'd be a kickoff and it'd be like, I don't know, like the fucking France 98 team or Brazil. And I thought this, because all I was obsessed with was football, and I'd stand there and sort of someone would come over and sort of chat to me and I'd be like, how you doing? You good? And it's like, it was like, big one tonight. France look incredible. They're really like, everyone's talking about R9, but for me, Zidane's probably going to be player of the tournament. what? Like, oh, my friend said that they like they've been here for a week and you hadn't pulled anyone. Yeah. I tell you, Emmanuel Petit's been a surprise package for me at this tournament, and it's like, oh, I just had not. Like during the day around the pool, I was great. But
Tom, the number of times I've said to girls, blokes, on a night out in Falaraki, that's not really what I'm about coming on this holiday. It's more sort of just like chilling with the mates and absorbing the kind of like the atmosphere. Do you know what I mean? One of my friends said that you're the only one of the group that's not really like met a girl or chatted to a girl. Yeah, that's not really what I'm about. I'm not that type. I just feel like, you know, having conversations in this kind of environment isn't really the one. Do you know what I mean? You don't really get to know somebody. So I prefer to sort of like, you know, maybe tee up exchanging numbers, and maybe you actually have a vibe back when you're home. Do you know what I mean? You can actually have a proper chat. Would you like, you know, is that something you'd be? No, I don't think so. Okay, cool. Well, look, have a great night. It's all about just us having great nights. It's not about meeting someone. It's not about, you know, that's not what these sort of, I feel like a lot of people get that wrong. Do you know what I mean?
It's so true. Look, this is, oh God. I remember, like, you know, like when you go out and like you're in a small sort of, essentially a strip, and like you've been there for 5 days. Yeah. So you sort of start seeing the sort of same sort of people around. And I'd sort of talked to this girl a few times. And I was like, I really like her. She seems like really sort of like a nice person. We have a laugh together. And it's sort of like probably the sixth night. So like, you know, we were there for 10 days, whatever. And I sort of had started chatting to her and stuff over the time. And around the pool, I'd sort of been having a bit of a laugh. And this one evening, she was like, I'm really, really bored. Like, you know, it's just so shit in here. And I was like, yeah, it's not for me. Like, football's finished. And I was really shit. Shot see Croatia play over. Who's this Suka guy? And she was like, oh, would you be okay to walk me back to my hotel? And I was like, yeah, of course. Yeah. I was like, oh, wow. Like, you know. So we're sort of walking along, we're having a conversation and sort of, you know, having a bit of a joke with her and sort of, you know, doing exactly, you know, I'm meeting, like, my mates are all about this, something, you know. And as we're walking along, you know, like you sort of get those guys who are just so confident that, I'm not, so he just jogs up sort of beside us. Yeah, he had one of those tattoos that sort of didn't finish around his arm, like a sort of like Celtic thing that just sort of stopped, comes running over, and he's like, hey, man, to me. He's like, hey, big guy. And I'm like, hey, like, never met him before, but like sort of like, yeah. And then sort of cuts in, so now he's between the two of us walking. And then she sort of knew him a bit, and they start flirting together, and it's quite evident that sort of like, you know,
you've become the third wheel,
really quite into him.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh yeah, he's like, should we just, yeah, you know, we walk down by the beach, and she's like, yeah, that'd be nice. And I'm like, am I like invited? And we're invited. And he was like, he wasn't an arsehole. He was a nice enough guy. Yeah, he just was very cool and like, yeah. And she was like enamored by him. I was enamored by him, if I'm honest with you. I was like, oh, hopefully I can spend the rest of the, I've got 3 days left here. Yeah. Cool to hang out.
Between me and this girl now.
So we get down to by the beach, and like, we get to by the beach, and three of us are standing there looking out to sea, sort of chatting about like where we're all from. And I sort of look around, and they're now sort of kissing, they're sort of making out. So I just stand there. I stand there for, honestly, like, they're just really sort of into each other, like, and I'm just standing next to them, going, I really think Vieira is, because obviously he's had a great season at Arsenal this year. And sort of like going, it's mad, isn't it? Like, in a couple of hours' time, this will be packed with families, and they're sort of really like, you know, honestly, Mom, even now I feel sick.
I know that we tell these stories, right? And obviously, you.
I regret starting this because I feel so embarrassed about that.
Yeah, but I know that, like, I don't know if Kat listens to these, but Lisa does listen to them, right? And, like, you've got yourself a wonderful, wonderful wife, right?
Oh, Kath Crescent, the most amazing and Lisa, person in my world.
And Lisa is everything to me, right? But sometimes I worry that even though we are very much locked in and in love, that one day she'll listen to this and she'll just go, oh my God.
So anyway, I stood there for about 5 to 7 minutes, I guess. Like, sort of like, you know, making, like, neither of them were really listening. I'd make idle observations about sort of like, oh, fuck, is that an inflatable out there? Like, someone left an inflatable in the sea, like, out there. And, you know, one of them would turn and go, I don't know, I think that's a buoy. Like, and I go, oh, cool. And in the end, I just went, we still need walking back to your hotel? And he went, no, yeah, it's cool, man, it's cool. And I was like, cool. And then he sort of shook my hand and she shook my hand and sort of smiled And
you got exited.
I had to go back to my hotel. And about 3 hours later, all my mates got in. And I sort of sat up because I didn't want to go back to the bar. And they weren't like hotels now. There was no TV or anything.
So they had left you to it thinking that you were going to...
Yeah, because they're like, in their heads, it's like, oh, look, you know what? It's quite sweet. This girl he's talked about and he's really fancied and he's sort of really liked. They seemed like they might have got to go. And they all came back and was like, oh, mate, how did it go? And I was like, oh, it's really fucking cool. Like, we basically walked most of the strip together. And, yeah, I don't know if you remember the guy with the tattoo. Quite a cool guy. We bumped into him and then we walked down to the seafront. We just all stood there for a bit. It was really nice. We were just chatting about the scene. And they started kissing.
God, you told them everything.
And I... No, I had to. I was like, and they just stood there and they're like, what are you doing? It's like, you can't let anyone know about this. You've got to be...
You shouldn't have told us. Go on.
And then the next day, they were together for the rest of the holiday, those two. But they were sort of quite nice. They were quite inclusive. They'd sort of like, both sort of chat and have a laugh with me. And he'd sort of then try and make conversation by going, fucking hell, mate, you were right about... So it's, cool, you're right about that. Yeah. Lillian Turan, he's a good player.
Yeah, but see, that's been a surprise package. I had a thing where...
Here's a hint. Maybe when you're going out, this is before it was cool to wear a football shirt out. Like a hoodie AC Milan shirt.
I had a thing where, like, this is not on holiday, but this is back home, where I bought one of those Levi's twisted denim suits. Do you know those?
I had one of those. Yeah. They were banging. Yeah. I don't care what anyone
says. So I had one of those, and I had like some blue lens sunglasses, like, you know, sort of diesel jobs, right? And I was like getting a bus somewhere in the day, and there were these two girls like get on the bus, and they just kept staring at me, right? Like properly staring, and like saying something to each other, and it's like,
can I just ask one question? Were you chewing gum?
No, I wasn't chewing gum. But they were like. They were looking at me and like talking to each other. And I was like, fucking wow, this outfit's really doing something, right? And then that evening, we went out and those girls were where we were, right? So I was saying to my mates, those girls, they saw me. Because my mates, like, I don't know if you had this, the dynamic my friends were, it was like I said last time, it was like 40-year-old virgin. Do you know what I mean? They're just trying to help me out. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
So they go to me, I want you to go chat to him. So we all go, they go, we'll come with you. So go over, start chatting to the girls. I said, oh, I noticed you on the bus earlier. I said, and then like they said, oh, you should say like you noticed. And I said, I didn't want to say this, but I said, oh, you know, I noticed you looking. Da-da-da. And I said, yeah, we were saying that you looked a lot like an Asian Dane Bowers.
cool, guys. Do either of you fancy Dane Bowers?
You must be out of your mind if you think I'm not coming home with you tonight.
Were you still wearing a twisted?
No, thank God. I mean, can you fucking imagine if I was?
Like Marge Simpson in that episode of Simpsons where she's just changing up the suit.
Right, well, listen, thank you for the email, Chatty Parrot. That was a great email.
One email. So, I mean...
Right, Tom, that's...
It's actually now been... We called this a bonus episode. It's just been as long as our actual episode.
Yeah, correct, yeah. And most of it was talking about our tragic past and...
Which is always my favourite stuff.
Yeah. It's certainly the stuff that I've got the most material on. I would say that.
my God.
That's a well that will never dry up, unfortunately. Lisa, I love you. Jim, I love you. I guess I'm
Catherine,
saying...
Catherine, I love you. Jim, you know how I feel. Yeah. You know how I feel about you, Jim.
Yeah.
Thank you for that walk yesterday. It's up there in my top five memories of things I've done with friends.
Yeah, okay. Well, Jim and Lisa, I'm delivering you the same message. Please don't leave me. Okay, guys, thank you so much. We'll catch you next time
on
The Wolf and the Owl. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye. Oh. If
If you have a problem, opinion, feedback, or anything at all, please email us at wolfowlpod@gmail.com. That's wolfowlpod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, mainly because we don't have any content ideas. Thank you.